Attention listeners, the opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and do not represent Spirit Live or TMU. Thank you for listening and enjoy the episode.
Attention sports fans, you're tuned in to Over the PA, where we'll bring the heat on the latest sports drama, controversies, and jaw-dropping moments of the week.
All shots taken and no topics off limits. This is your weekly dose of hot takes and sports debates.
So buckle up, it's game time with Prima
and Alex,
your favorite dynamic duo breaking it all down.
Attention listeners, the following program contains bold opinions, heated debates, and unfiltered sports drama. Listener discretion is advised.
Okay, hi everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Over the P.A.
Dot.
Emphasis on the dot, because I've had some people say your podcast Over the Paw.
And I'm like,
what?
Is it a dog?
Do you read?
Is it a dog?
Literally.
Podcast?
Anyways, welcome back to Over the P.A. Prima and Alex. It's our initials.
Yeah, it sounds clever, I think.
I didn't think we needed to specify.
Because it's like a PA announcement. Like, yeah. It's so genius.
Think about it, people. Anyways, today we have actually some pretty fun things.
Yes, and I kind of want to address the elephant in the room.
Okay.
We were supposed to have a guest.
Yes.
And he is nowhere to be found.
And man, yeah. So unreliable. You'd think, and we even took him through our topics yesterday.
Yeah, and he was so excited.
So excited.
And he's not here. And he said he was going to be here at 10:30, and it's currently 10:50. He is 20 minutes
late.
That
just goes to show that we obviously weren't his number one priority.
Absolutely.
And that's fine. You know what? That's fine, because he wasn't mine anyways.
Fair. Totally fair. That's so valid.
Be gone, man.
Yes.
If he comes, he's not invited then. Even if he shows up.
Yeah, he's not gonna hop on.
Whatever, because our opinions are going to be better anyways. And our takes are funnier and we're cuter. So it doesn't really matter.
Yep.
Okay. Shall we jump in?
Yeah.
Okay, you go first.
You want me to go first?
Yeah, I do.
Oh my gosh. Okay. There was so many topics. I'm trying to pick one that's like...
Let's start with a bang and end with a bang. And put...
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So starting with a bang.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you who know or don't know, Cole Palmer... He's an English footballer. He played, he plays for Chelsea, and he was most recognized for his goal against Spain in the final of the Euros this past year.
Mm-hmm.
He came off the bench and scored. It was a nice goal.
Good for him.
Yeah. He was voted, and I quote, voted as world's sexiest footballer.
To who?
Oh my God. Cristiano Ronaldo and Jude Bellingham. In a survey ranking the world's sexiest footballers. A survey by who? Who completed this survey?
You know what? Here's my theory. I think to, like, British girls, he is hot.
But he's not.
But to everyone else around the world, he looks like a rat.
To, like, yeah, I see what you mean. Like, to, like, young British girls,
I mean?
Like, 13
like, that's
pre-teens.
The vibe. Like, the chavs. Like,
yeah.
If you don't know what I mean, I'm to the bait. Like, that. Like, those girls probably are like, oh, my
he's
God.
He's lovely in it. He's
but,
fit. He's fit, mate. He's so fit,
you
mate.
Got, probably got good banter.
Yeah.
But, this is just because I watched Love Island. I just know the lingo. My king. My soccer god, Jude Bellingham. Okay. He is British.
I know.
Or English. Here's my statement to whoever even nominated this man to be considered. And Cristiano Ronaldo. Honestly, not hot.
Totally agree. He's like,
but
I was saying this last episode and I don't think it made it in. But we were talking about Theo James.
Oh, yes, it
and
didn't.
Something about someone who's like looks too polished and so and fake. Mm-hmm. Not that Theo James looks fake, but kind of Ronaldo does more.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, mm-mm.
I feel that. When I saw this, first of all, I don't even watch football, soccer like that. Okay?
I do.
I don't. The only time I watch is for the Euros and the World Cup when I have to cheer on my beloved country, of course. I only watch soccer for those events. And for the men, okay? And when I saw, maybe a year and a half ago, no, maybe less, that Jude Bellingham did a campaign with Skims, it changed my life, okay? When I saw that man, I looked him up, it's like, oh, he's 21 years old. Huh?
Well, at least they commented that Jude Bellingham was nominated. I don't know.
Obviously, he was nominated.
The man I'm going to talk about, ooh. I have no idea if he was nominated, but he was robbed.
Well... Let me finish my point.
Okay.
Whoever voted that Jude Bellingham was not the sexiest football player of all time and let this ugly little rat, I am yelling, I'm so sorry if you have headphones on, this ugly little rat beat any of the other nominees, I have two questions for you. Number one, are you blind? And number two, are you 12 and under?
Also, that's like, it. Not that Cole Palmer is a bad footballer, but like Jude Bellingham is like...
Better.
Better. So like...
I literally watched the England games just to watch him.
Okay, so the man I was going to talk about
okay.
comes from Italian descent on the Italian national team. See, Alex loves him too, but this is you've already picked Jude Bellingham, so...
Oh, no.
Exactly. She's regretting it.
Okay, but actually, you know why, though, that I think like Jude Bellingham has a special place in my heart? Mm-hmm. He seems attainable to me.
He does.
Because he's like literally funny, he's a British kid, too.
This guy, yeah. Well, I think the guy I'm talking about is like the same age or maybe a
year older.
No,
he's not.
Maybe a year older. He's 23! Ah! He's 02!
Primo, we have to go get our man.
He's 02 or 01.
Oh my God.
Okay, sorry. Okay, I know I haven't said dramatic effect.
Name drop.
Okay, he plays for Arsenal. Arsenal in the Champions League just trounced PSV the other day, 7-1 in Champions League. Boom! Like, that's crazy. For Champions League, like, that's insane. Anyways, it is the one and only Riccardo Calafiori. Moment and of you silence.
Know what? And you know what I have to say to myself from 5 minutes ago? Shame on you. Shame on you for not thinking about that man. Oh my God.
He's so beautiful.
I want you guys to know when Primo was announcing his name, my eyes were closed. I always had to like meditate because I am so devastated.
He had a crazy Euros as well.
Oh my God, that man.
But anyways, guys, like when I see him, I just like
am
sigh.
I stupid?
Yeah.
A tear is going to come out of my eye. Sad.
Oh, Naps texted me.
No way. Tell him he's not invited anymore.
Can you open the door for me? He's here!
Okay, while Primo's gone, I'm going to go on a little rant about Calafiori. Shame on me. She kept the door open, so I can't really talk because there's girls right outside. Oh, look who it is. Oh, mid-recording.
I got stuck on the subway.
Sure he did.
15 minutes.
All it sounds like, excuses. Okay, let me catch you up on what I'm talking about. Jude Bellingham got snubbed for the sexiest footballer.
No, but then I said Calafiori got snubbed.
And then I said, I forgot about my man, my Italian stallion. Okay.
Anyways,
Let's move on. Getting
on to another topic. We had the WWE here.
Yeah. And actually, you know what's funny is I thought about going and then a lot of my friends were like dissing me.
Oh, why? Yeah. I would have gone.
Okay, so you know how we mentioned that we had a guest who didn't show up? He's here. He went to WWE this weekend. I feel it is mandatory that although we did shit on him at the beginning of the episode, which he didn't hear, so I'm revealing now. I feel it's mandatory. He has to come in and speak about this event.
Yeah, because he attended.
We have insider knowledge about the WWE that happened in Toronto.
Yeah.
So without further ado, please welcome. Say your name.
Eric.
No.
We call him by like his. Everyone calls him by his last name, and he goes, "My name's Eric." Like, no, I don't know him as Eric.
So do you guys know the ice cream Neapolitan? It's similar to that. Naps, are you gonna come talk to the pod or what? Okay, this is him. Please give us your takes.
Fixed that still from last week.
No, please give us your takes on last weekend's WWE. Speak into the mic now. Go.
Yeah, it was actually the best wrestling event I've ever been to. And I've been to at least 10. It was the best one. John Cena turned heel. The chamber match was great. The women's chamber match was great.
Say something fun.
That's what it is. The elimination, like the big cage. There were six people fighting in a big cage, getting thrown against a cage.
Who was there?
John Cena, CM Punk, Logan Paul.
And?
And Drake. That's
Drake
what
was
for,
there.
Yeah. Yeah, hold on a second here. Let's go.
Yo,
back.
You know they did. They like showed the celebrities all on the screen, and they didn't show Drake. He was like hiding from the screen. He was like head in his jacket.
He
like,
is so zesty for that.
Yeah, he was hiding.
Yeah.
He was hiding from the
Let's
screen.
Let's go to Logan Paul for 1 second. Didn't John Cena throw him out?
CM Punk did.
Oh, CM Punk. Okay, my brother. Yeah. So he was a liar.
CM Punk put him to sleep literally. If you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Anyways, he's a daughter, and her name is Esme.
Basically Renesmee. Which, Naps for context, in Twilight, the baby that they have, they name her Renesmee.
So he copied a Twilight baby?
Well, no, they copied the Twilight mom.
That's the vampire and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bella, Edward, Jacob, familiar?
Werewolf, yeah.
Yeah, ring any bells? Yeah.
The guy from Growing Ups is a werewolf, right?
Yeah. The guy from
Grown-Ups too. Yeah. I think the Paul brothers are smart though. They do it on purpose. Yeah.
They have a reality show.
It's like JoJo
Siwa.
They make
bands. They actually make bands. It's crazy.
They have a reality show now.
They do.
It's coming out. It's coming out. Yeah.
That is something I would actually never watch in my life.
Oh.
Oh my God. I just looked at our notes. I can't go any longer without seeing Messi's new hair.
What's his hair?
You haven't seen it either.
Nah, he has a new hair.
Prima's been teasing me all week about Messi's new haircut.
I just want to say, many soccer players at the beginning of the season, they change their hairstyle. And Messi's not a type to take a drastic hair change. And he usually looks like decent. Like, he looks like Messi. I saw this and I was like, that's Messi.
Okay.
And not in a good way.
Pull it up.
It was kind of giving berries and cream. Okay, I'll show you two pictures.
Does he have a bowl cut?
This one doesn't look as bad. The first one doesn't look as bad.
Okay.
This is it. Okay, wait. Here's the second one. And this is when he played for Barca.
Jesus.
That's it. Look at that. This is a live reaction,
wait,
guys.
He kind of has a lot of hair.
Is it a hair transplant?
No. Go to the... No.
Definitely not.
That looks awful.
That's a pure, like, rich dad haircut.
It's giving British.
That is like, really bad. That's, like, not what I was expecting. I don't know what I was expecting, but it was not that.
I thought, like, his hair color would have been different or something. That's what she was, like...
You thought he was going to be blonde?
About. Yeah. Like, no. OG Messi.
This is why men can't be in charge of doing things by themselves.
Yeah, like, his wife definitely did not approve.
Don't look at me like that.
Let's talk about... The Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yeah,
season.
Naps. Actually, I do want to talk. No. Like, you're going to look and be interested.
A lot of them, but I don't watch the show.
We need to talk about this because it's obviously related to sports because they need to stop going for these basketball players. Kendall was with.
She's back with D-Book.
Back?
I saw that.
I like
somewhere.
That.
I like that.
I like that move.
I like her and Devin Booker.
The Kardashian curse is apparently real amongst the basketball community.
100% mm-hmm. because, it's a thing. Yeah. But my only thing is like.
She has a full starting five.
Yeah, she does. Yeah.
And it's like a pretty decent starting five, to be honest. But.
I know.
You're talking about Kendall, right?
Yeah. Okay. So should we list all the ones Kendall has been with?
Sure.
Okay, she was with Devin Booker. She was with...
Ben Simmons.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Oh, was she with Griffin?
Blake Griffin.
Yes, Blake Griffin. Who is the baby daddy to Lana Rhodes, isn't he?
Who else?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
People were saying it was KD.
But really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a five.
Yeah, so Jordan Clarkson, Ben Simmons, Blake Griffin, Devin Booker, and Kyle Kuzma.
She also got Bat Bunny on here.
Bat Bunny was recent. Oh, Harry Styles, I can't even talk about
it. D'Angelo Russell also?
I
guess, maybe.
That was probably a while ago.
That was a long time
ago. I will say, so for those who don't know, the Kardashian curse is basically they can never make it to, like, even if they make it to the final, they'll never win the championship.
Okay, can we move on to The Bachelor?
Yeah.
Ah, I'm so excited! Okay, this is the last topic because we did talk about this last week. Okay, we're talking about The Bachelor again. Naps, you're wondering, how does The Bachelor relate to sport? Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you, The Bachelor right now, Grant Ellis was a former pro basketball player.
Yeah, I saw that.
Only in the Dominican, so it doesn't really give anything. But so that's why we have like the permission to talk about The Bachelor. And by permission, I mean we gave ourselves permission to talk about The Bachelor.
Yeah.
So anyways, we need to give our loyal audience a recap of the absolute devastation of Monday night's episode.
It was a tragedy. A tragedy occurred.
You all know how I feel about Zoe, okay? Bad. I hate Zoe.
Just when she speaks, I'm like,
she's the biggest tryhard. You can always tell that she thinks the camera's on her the whole time. She does like that stupid model walk.
Yeah, so basically this week's episode was hometown. Grant visited Juliana's hometown first.
They made pizza. She's Italian.
Yeah, she's Italian.
Okay.
Had a great time, it seemed, with his family.
Yep. I hope she wins now.
Yeah.
Well,
wait, do you hope she wins? Like, what is the purpose of The Bachelor?
Yes.
We don't want to give spoilers.
And by win, you get engaged. That's the win.
You get engaged?
Yes.
How long? Right away? Like, how long do they meet each other?
Like a few weeks.
It's like a few weeks.
Naps, have you never seen The Bachelor?
Not watched.
Bachelor
in
Paradise?
Is better. So The Bachelorette is a girl and all the guys fight for her. And then The Bachelor is a boy and all the girls fight for him.
And how does someone win? Like, what?
He picks them. Every episode there's a rose ceremony. And if you get a rose, you stay. And so he eliminates people every episode. So this episode, Dina got eliminated.
You raised her?
Undeserved.
I did like her. I knew they weren't going to end up together because they weren't a very good match. I just like her.
She's too smart for him.
Better than the other girl?
She's better.
Yes.
Zoe?
She's smarter. Yes. She's a lawyer.
Damn.
Yeah,
he sold.
So anyways, Grant visited Juliana's hometown, had a great time.
Yep.
Then visited
Leticia? No, was it Leticia next? No, I thought it was Zoe. They had a stupid bridal photo shoot. Try a little harder to get this man to propose to you.
Zoe is so annoying. I can't even listen to her.
Anyways, Dina's family doesn't show up. Whatever. It's a whole thing, okay? Dina is so clearly upset with everything. It's a catastrophe, right? Mm. But whatever, they get through it. Then it's Leticia's date. Yeah. And she's Mormon.
Yes.
And he's surrounded by a whole Mormon family. Okay, I do like Leticia. She's a sweet girl. She's cute. She's fun. They don't have anything in common.
I thought her family was very sweet.
Yes.
I just think, yeah, I think he's like, when he's with Juliana, he's just so giddy. And although I like Leticia a lot, I was just like, oh, I kind of see the difference.
Yeah. I just don't think they're compatible. I like them separately. I don't like them together.
Yeah.
And then he talks to Joey. Grant talks to Joey and is like, oh, Dina's family didn't show up, but I feel like we got through it together and we really resolved the conflict and this and that. And I really like her more.
Because he also met her friends as well.
Yes.
And she cried.
So Joey's like, oh, great. It's always good to know how you resolve conflict with someone, whatever. And then Grant goes on and doesn't pick her.
I don't understand why he picked Zoe. He literally has nothing in common with her.
All she does is try so hard to get him to like her.
By the way,
yeah,
I know Dina's family didn't show up, but Zoe's parents.
Yeah.
Zoe's parents didn't even show up. It was her aunt and her uncle there because apparently she has an estranged relationship with her parents.
Which, sketchy.
Which, by the way, that doesn't really sound great to me.
Yeah.
Do you know that Robert Downey Jr. interview? It was like Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, and he says, get that bitch off the monitor.
Yeah.
That's what I think of.
I love
what
RDJ.
I think of Zoe. He's so funny.
I know.
I love when he says, hi, honey bunnies.
Yeah, he's cute. He's really cute.
So funny.
Okay. That was my little bachelor rant. When they get to Fantasy Suites, I hope that Zoe doesn't even make it into the room and that he literally has to ban her and he never sees her again.
But also there's an issue with Fantasy Suites because Leticia's Mormon, she can't be in the room. So she's really like nervous about it, about the other girls being in the room with him when she can't, and it's like a struggle they have.
Also, do you see the promos where at the end he's like, I can't choose between these two girls?
Yeah.
If I'm watching that, and he's the one who proposed to me, I'm divorced. I'm breaking up with him.
Absolutely.
What do you mean you didn't know who you're going to choose before you proposed? Are you kidding me?
Unless he's, like, pulling a Joey and sending secret notes.
Fantasy suites are when the three finalists, they spend a night together. He spends a night with each of them.
Lucky guy.
And it's so dramatic because, basically, they all hook up.
Mm-hmm.
And then he has to choose one at the end. A week later.
Like, yeah.
Is that not insane?
Over? Like, is the show over?
Not yet, no. There's
so
three
like,
girls.
So, like, no one knows who's going to win.
Well, you know who's going to win.
Yeah.
Really?
People find ways to get spoilers because this happened a year ago.
How? Oh, they, like, get the script or whatever? Like.
No, they see them in public and stuff.
Oh.
Because the show has been recorded, a while ago.
Yeah, so they obviously
have to have public outings.
Damn.
Yeah, so.
So they know, you kind of know the winner
oh,
already?
Oh, we know the winner.
Is it more enjoyable now, like, that you, like, know who wins? Or, like, would you rather it be, like, not knowing it?
I like it both ways.
Like, if you didn't know and there's a chance that the girl you hate had a chance, or would you just rather know the girl you like won?
Whenever there's a girl that you really hate, reality TV will string it on so long, but then always cut her off at the end for entertainment. So you know she's not going to win. You know she's just there because no one likes her.
I've never watched one episode, I don't think, of this show in how many seasons?
You would like it. Oh, probably like 40.
Way too many.
Jesus.
Yeah, there's a lot of seasons.
There's also the Golden Bachelor and Golden Bachelor.
And that's when they're older.
Oh, hell nah.
So they're like 60
in
their 60s,
and up. Yeah. It's like really cute. Because a lot of them
60s Basher.
Yeah.
Naps, think about it. A lot of them are like widows.
Yeah, they're like their wives
or
their husbands.
They lost their husband to like cancer.
It's sad.
That is sad.
There's a lot of crying. Yeah. Everyone's so nice to each other. There's literally no drama. Like, everyone is just sweet.
It's actually better.
Wait, which one's better? Basher or Bachelorette?
Ooh, Bachelorette, because there's so many guys that I just like talk
about. I would like Basher better.
I guess, because there's all the girls.
The guys' banter's a little more fun.
It's like, funny, yeah. The girls' one are just, like, petty, like, drama.
I don't like the girls, yeah.
This show's better than, like, Love Island and all them.
Love Island is close.
I love Love Island.
But you would like The Bachelor one if you like Love Island.
I read it.
Anyways, we need to wrap this up. We've been yapping for way too long.
So that's it for this episode of Over the PA.
Montoya.
I'm Prima.
And I'm Alex.
And I'm Eric.
Yes, sir. And we'll see you next week for another episode.
Until next time, keep the conversation going, stay loud, and stay in the game.
This has been your latest PA announcement. Bye, honey bunnies.
Ciao for now.
Don't know.
Aww. No, say something more creative.
Yeah. I'm like, what?